A stage adaptation of Toni Morrison's 1970 novel, The Bluest Eye, is on display in a production by Arden Theater Company in Center City, Philadelphia. The novel is set in an Ohio town in the 1940s and explores the everyday humiliation and struggle of the poor black community through the story of an 11-year-old named Pecola. WHYY reviewer Howard Shapiro says the production jumps off the page and comes right at you.
A play is not a novel, and if you want to experience the full power of Toni Morrison's depiction of small-town poverty in a black community, her book, The Bluest Eye, will unleash it. Lydia Diamond's nimble stage adaptation is inventive, yet respects the original story that centers on the young Pecola Breedlove, played at the Arden in a touching portrait of broken innocence by the actress Jasmine Ward. She has a mother who works herself to the bone in a white woman's home and a constantly drunken father who eventually molests her. Pecola decides that her life would be better, or in her child's mind at least normal, if only she had the blue eyes of the white children in the Dick and Jane primer she spends so much time reading. She fixates on that idea even more as she becomes pregnant with her father's child and is forced to drop out of school. Here's Ward as Pecola, visiting a failed preacher who sets himself up as the black community's problem solver. He's played by Damian Wallace.
Maybe you can do it for me.
What do you need me to do?
I can't go to school no more, so I thought maybe you could help me.
Tell me.
My eyes. I want them blue.
Pecola is the product of constant disappointment, and in Ward's portrayal, she's fragile as a sheet of glass. She has two friends in the world, sisters Claudia and Frida, played with a joyful naivete by Nicolette Lynch and Renika Williams. The sisters are the play's narrators as well as themselves, under the direction of Rael Myrick Hodges. Five more supporting cast members are terrific in this hour and 45-minute one-act that disappointed me in only one way. The night I went, the sound coming from an open stage with little scenery and an audience on three sides was frequently muddy. Fortunately, The Bluest Eye creates its own powerful resonance. For WHYY, I'm Howard Shapiro.
The Arden Theater is staging The Bluest Eye through April 8th.